appropriate saying I'm not kosher during that song today.
See what you did?
He thinks it's not kosher.
Right?
Yeah. Hey, dude. Guess what? You lied to me yesterday and said it was Friday, but today it is. It is Friday.
I wanted to get you excited falsely.
Yes, and it worked. I was terribly depressed the rest
of the day. But today is good.
Yes, man. This
and
is
it's
it.
Good Friday.
Yeah.
And the traffic is a little better.
Yeah, it was empty in the building and the streets. And wow, we'll just have a lot more Good Fridays.
Yeah, no kidding. Although I think it's specific to one day.
Is it? Oh,
yeah.
I'm calling in for Good Friday. I'm taking it again this week.
I almost called in for the car chase that I was watching.
Ah.
Very close. Yeah. I had to call in and because it wasn't ending.
Yeah, it ended up in Compton finally.
It was a murder suspect and they carjacked.
What was that deal now? Did they steal that second car?
I don't know.
Or was it look kind of like they were sitting there waiting for him and go, here's your replacement car.
It did. He jumped in the back seat, I think.
Yeah.
But if he had a gun to her head. I don't know when she got
out.
They
said at some point he didn't have a weapon.
Oh,
at some point.
Know.
Yeah, but I don't know. You know, whatever.
When she got out and ran, she got out and ran with her hands up in the opposite direction and he took off. So I don't have any idea, but
hard to say.
That was fascinating.
Let's call him. Let's see if we can you have his phone number. See if
we
can call him, ask him what was up.
Sure, I have everybody's phone number.
I know.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Alrighty.
We have tickets for the LA Kings.
Yes, we do.
Final home game of the season before the playoffs.
It's gonna be on Monday, right?
Yep.
Nice.
Very excited about that.
And tickets are available right now if you want to purchase tickets, I do believe, but we'll give them away sometime between now and 4.
AI headshots?
Well, that
is
sounds
a thing.
Weird. Yeah.
You send them photos and then they'll send you headshots.
Okay.
Sometimes they look better than you. Sometimes they look same. Sometimes they look worse.
Really? You're paying to look worse?
Yeah.
Well, that's the story of my life.
You just don't know. And then we're going to talk about how you've used AI. Have you cheated on tests with it?
Of course I have.
Have you used it at work when you shouldn't have?
Yeah, I'm an AI program right now. Actually.
Have you? No, you're not. That's for sure. Have you used it at work somehow and cheated?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Would you? Are you looking forward to it? Are
would
you looking
you?
For ways to do it?
I like it.
Yeah.
And people are dumb.
Ah.
Coming up along with the All
Request Fest. The loud stuff starting at 5 for 2 hours. Whatever you want to hear to get your weekend going. If we can find it, we'll play it.
On 95.5 KLOS. Sligo, what's the state that we get most of the people are dumb stories from?
Generally, I found Florida, actually.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sligo, they ought to know.
Is it Florida this time?
Florida, man. Gets lengthy prison term for shooting himself. His name is Justin McCall. He fired a shot and hit himself while burglarizing a car. Here's what happens. He's 28 years old.
Dude.
He was charged with 13 separate crimes in relation to a series of automobiles burglaries that occurred between October 22 and January of this year. In addition to stealing miscellaneous items from the vehicles, he stole a firearm from an unsecured vehicle.
Of course,
so
they left
it unlocked.
The
gun.
Right.
McCall then proceeded to burglarize another vehicle with the stolen firearm in hand.
Not having any idea if, like, it's in safety or how to handle it.
While rummaging through that vehicle, he accidentally discharged the firearm and shot himself in the leg.
Ow! Ow! What the hell? Ow!
Which resulted in him pleading for help from the person that owned the car he was in.
Come on, man. You got to help a brother
out here. Come on, man. I'm bleeding.
It's not cool just sitting there staring, laughing, pointing.
But here's the thing.
Hitting me on the wound.
At the time of his arrest for the burglaries, he was on probation for grand theft of a firearm.
I would like for you to imagine that.
He was also out on bond for two additional burglaries when he shot himself. So he got 20 years in jail for shooting himself in the leg.
If you're going to be a criminal, don't be a dumb one.
But then we would be,
we wouldn't have this fine feature.
I love Justin McCall. Thank you for being you. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
We've got the All Request Fest coming up at 5 o'clock. We want the loud stuff, the weird stuff, the stuff you haven't heard in a long time, whatever gets your weekend going.
Also,
be ready to call.
You never know what you're going to hear during those 2 hours.
That is a fact,
because
man.
Because people request some strange stuff.
We had some Cheech and Chong last week.
We did, yes.
We've had, what was that other one? Well, detachable penis, but there was something else really weird that came up. Someone, if you ask for it and we can find it, we'll play it.
It is kind of weird. We just throw everything out the window and go ahead and do it. Do you know that AI headshots are a thing now? There's actually several companies. This is a quick report from CNN.
This year, we've seen an explosion in different AI products. Things like ChatGPT for text. We've seen AI voice simulators. A few companies, though, are selling AI headshots. The idea is you take a few photos on your phone, upload them to the cloud, and then with AI magic, you get a whole host of different AI-generated headshots. These are hilarious. We're going to take a look and see if we can update my LinkedIn profile with one of these headshots and compare it to photos that my producer took. Let's try it out.
And they were, some of them were good, some of them weren't very good.
I mean, I suppose it depends on the source material. You know, if you're sending them an ugly mug, you're probably going to get an ugly mug back.
Well, I got some AI shots of myself.
And these are good, actually. These are pretty cool, I have to say.
I'm
like
going to say, it asks for like 10 photos.
Right.
So you have to find 10 photos.
Right.
Send them in. Mm-hmm. And I honestly feel like all four of them make me look better than I do.
It's an improvement, you feel?
Which is great.
I don't know. I see the base there. It seems fine, but I didn't know when you first started talking about this originally that is it always a character that it sort of creates? Like, describe some of the characters that you are now. You're an astronaut.
I'm an astronaut
here.
With pink hair. And by the way, I didn't write in astronaut with pink hair.
It just gave you that?
Yeah, just randomly.
Decided to do that. Okay.
Indiana Jones.
Then that one is amazing. Not only do you look a little bit like you, but you look like Indy as well.
Right.
Weird.
And this is not the headshot one.
Right.
This is just from an app that I was using.
Okay.
It wasn't meant to be a headshot like the pirate.
Right. Which is awesome.
Pirate's hot. I gotta be honest.
You know what? If you start coming in here dressed as a pirate, I guess I couldn't blame you because of that shot.
The pirate's on fire. And then me from the 1920s. It's on my Twitter now, at the Kevin Ryder.
That one looks like you're in The Shining, man. It looks like you're in that picture at the very end of the movie. Yeah.
But I wish I looked like any of them. But if you want to get an AI headshot, you can. It's a thing now.
And where do you go? Do you
exactly? I don't know. There's several companies that are offering it.
Right.
And I'm posting I'll post the link to CNN to their story.
I mean, is this really artificial intelligence? I mean, is it really sitting there going, you know what? I think I'm going to make this guy a pirate and I'm going to do this. I mean, it's just sort of.
Well, mine was from an app. It was a little wackier.
Right.
Okay. Mine was not a headshot app.
Okay.
Gotcha. A headshot
gotcha.
AI.
Well, it did a really amazing job. These are very, very cool.
I mean, I'm. I love me as a pirate.
And where can you find you now?
At the Kevin Ryder, R-Y-D-E-R.
So are you going to make people fight in the parking lot for the tickets again like last time?
A lot of yelling.
That was so awesome, man.
Yes.
They were going to town. They were one of those Kings tickets. It was
a
throwdown.
Four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Vancouver Canucks Monday night at crypto.com arena. You can get your tickets now at lakings.com/tickets. Or you can call us right now, 818-955-KLOS, and do some hockey slang.
Ah, caller 13, good luck. Let's all take a moment and in our minds congratulate Christine from Monrovia. She got the trivia question we were doing, which means she's got tickets to the Kings on Monday.
Four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Vancouver Canucks. It's the last home regular season game this year. It's Monday at crypto.com arena, and you can get your tickets now at lakings.com/tickets. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
When Batman, the very first movie, was brand new, you, Kevin Ryder, snuck a live radio microphone into the theater.
I did that. That's true. I forgot about
that. We could broadcast live from the premiere of the movie.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
So you could hear the audience.
Someone did that. I don't remember who.
You could hear the music. You could hear the dialogue. All live on the radio.
I don't remember who that was. But
how did you sneak that microphone in? You know, I don't know that I ever asked you that question.
It was a lot easier then to sneak anything in.
That's true.
Because it was so long ago. Right. And then since September 11th happened, now it's very much harder to sneak stuff.
Yes, but still, where did you stick that microphone?
You know.
That was crazy, though. That was pretty funny to hear it.
And it was a full-size one.
Yeah, it was.
So
large.
Coachella is next weekend, and then we were talking about the power trip, and they don't like you to bring in your own alcohol.
They'd rather you not. Now, we knew a guy who used to bring in wine.
Yes.
To shows on a regular basis. He would sneak them in, tell them how.
He would take I think it was boxed wine.
Okay.
And it's in, it's inside a bag.
Oh, inside
the box.
Bag out. Right.
And would wrap it around his leg.
And he wasn't just one leg.
It was two legs and stomach and chest.
That's why he always looked a little more bloated at the shows.
He would come in and he would just have bags and bags of wine. His kid would bring it in. And by kid, it was an adult kid, but the kid would bring it in as well.
Well, he was always in a much better mood at the shows. He was. I always sort of wondered why, but now I know.
So we all liked it.
Yeah, he was sucking down that wine.
So how do you sneak in? How have you snuck contraband into concerts?
Yeah.
Including weed.
Sure, yeah.
Or
I mean, I remember alcohol. Like the first contact buzz I had was a Pink Floyd show when I was pretty young. And I was like, I mean, the second the house lights went off, it just a super, I mean, a huge coliseum, and it just blazed up. And
right.
Like they didn't even try and like, you know, back then.
No, I don't think they
didn't
tried.
No one cared.
Although it was illegal everywhere. Then.
Sure. That's right. Yeah, that's true. But I mean, you know, you had to become very sneaky to get stuff in after a while.
Some people snuck in like alcohol. They would use like a lotion bottle and just empty it out and clean it.
Right.
And then put alcohol in a lotion bottle.
Right.
Because you should have that there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody would sneak stuff in Pringles tube. You know, Pringles has a pretty good smell, so you would empty it, put like some weed in the bottom of it, and then put more chips in.
Yeah, weed or what have you. Yeah,
should
exactly.
Be fine.
Chips on top of that, right? Yep. Yep.
Wine bag. We just talked about a friend of ours who did that all the time and ended up with like gallons and gallons. So we're looking for the way you snuck. Whatever you snuck into shows.
Yeah, how did you used to do it back in the day?
How'd you used
or
to do it?
Or do you do it now?
How do you do it now? 818-955-KLOS.
We used to go to Rocky Horror back in the day.
Right.
We used to bring in props. You know, you had to throw the rice.
Sure.
You had to throw the cards, all this stuff.
And that's course, all a given that you're going to have it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So at the bottom of those bags, the grocery bags generally, you'd have cans of beer. And that's what you'd bring into the theater. And,
all right.
You know, as soon as the movie started, pop, pop. All over the theater, and it was a good time.
I'm sure.
Very good time.
So we're talking about the ways you snuck contraband into a show. You have one?
Yep. Well, back in the day, when you could bring water bottles in, I would just fill it up with vodka.
Oh, perfect.
And
sure.
They never even, like, checked or looked at it.
Nice.
Yeah, back in the day, everything was easier to sneak in.
Yeah, that's a fact. Yeah. You just walk.
I used to do bad things on airlines, too, because, like, I'd roll up some joints and... I would take a panty liner and I'd put them in a plastic bag and stick them to the inside of my underwear. So we could get to another state with some joints and not get busted.
That's pretty great.
That's awesome. Thank you for calling.
It's good thinking.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
The best way is to, when they frisk you, when they put your hands out, you put it in your hands.
They're
not looking there.
You got to be sleight of hand quick. You got to be like a magician, but if you can. I can see that. That makes sense.
You just walk up with it in your hands?
Walk up, well, right before you get to the gate.
Put in your hands, and they'll say, put your hands up.
They're not looking in your hands.
Yeah.
That's where you put it.
Also moan a little, you know. It always disturbs
them. Yeah, I love it. I love it. Yeah.
You should probably keep checking me
out. Focus right there.
Right on, dude. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Job the magician should be able to do that.
All right.
It's an illusion, Michael.
Do you remember the old wallabies?
Wallabies.
Suede shoes?
Yes. Hideous.
Gum sold? Yes.
Hideous, yes. Okay, go ahead.
I found you could put a half pint under each foot, put your shoes on, and walk in, go up to your seats, and then take your shoes off and grab out the half pint.
Nice.
You could put a whole half pint in there?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Full bottle of JD,
nice.
No problem.
Nice.
One under each foot. You didn't walk too stupid either.
All right. You beat a lot of them.
You did by the end of the show, though.
Well done. Yes.
Catch you guys later.
Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
How did you sneak contraband into a show?
Mr. Petty. Mr. Tom Petty.
Love that guy.
Do too, man.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about how you snuck things into concerts. You did that?
You guys want to know how I snuck stuff into the Muse concert last night?
Oh, you were there. I was there too. How'd you do it?
Well, I had my pocket knife on me and kind of created a diversion at the metal detector. Threw that in the trash, and then they let me through. I had a whole bottle of Jack Daniels in my jacket.
That's hilarious. They didn't make you take your jacket off?
No, they didn't take off my jacket. I walked through, beeped once, and went, oh, yeah, I had my knife, and I just threw it in the trash because, you know.
So you're very cooperative. I see. So if you're, like, super hey, I'm like, I'm going to lose this knife, and then clearly you're a good guy. You're one of the good guys. You don't have a bunch of booze on you.
Right. Well done.
Well done. Yeah, well played.
Frank gave me the tickets yesterday morning.
Right on, Frank. Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Would you sneak booze in last night, Kevin?
I... decline to answer that. Hi.
Hey. How's it going?
Good. How do you sneak stuff into shows?
Well, we went to this one suicidal concert, and my wife was pregnant, so they let us bring water in. So now every show we go to after that, we just fill up water with vodka, water bottles with vodka, and I have her say that she's pregnant. She gets a little pissed off. She's like, what, I look fat? But she's not fat anymore, so. they can't stop a pregnant girl from bringing water into the show.
Well, you know.
Interesting. Yeah. That's genius.
And now she can partake in the vodka as well.
This is true.
Yeah. This is true.
Right on, man. How was suicidal tendencies?
Oh, it's good. This is years and years and years.
Sure, yeah.
Always good.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. Hey. How are you both doing?
Good.
We are great. How do you sneak stuff into concerts?
Well, hey, first off, I want to mention, you guys gave me some tickets for a Kings game, and I gave it to the Long Beach Fire Department. They were ecstatic. They loved it. They couldn't believe it. And I told them who I got them from, and they're like, oh, my God, those guys?
Nice.
So they love you.
Oh, excellent. That's very cool. That's excellent. Great.
Thanks for not letting them go to waste.
Yeah. That's very cool. Yeah.
They were happy.
Right on.
So I was at the racetrack down in Del Mar. My son, we had a wagon. A radio flyer wagon, and it had like at the bottom of it, it had could hold about a 12 pack of beer.
Mm-hmm.
So I put it in it. I had a cushion. I had my son sit on it, and we rolled in with a 12 pack, like we were going to get my son to move.
That's awesome.
That's fantastic.
That is the correct use for a radio flyer red wagon
and a kid.
Most importantly, that's a good use of a kid.
You got to have that prop. Very important.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. Keep it up and keep making us laugh.
Thank you for calling 818-955-KLOS.
How do you sneak stuff into a show? We're talking about how you snuck stuff into concerts.
I'm a security guard. I've been security for 19 years.
Yeah.
People with things and places that I can't mention on the radio.
Yes, no, do mention them.
How do you catch them with it there?
Well, because, I mean, like, obviously, like, guys only pat down guys and girls pat down girls.
Right.
I mean, we literally would look like underneath, like, their and, you know, in between their and just,
come on.
You
know,
it's, beanies, you name it, head to toe. Like it was in our job description.
So, like, when you were in the job interview, they're like, you're going to have to grab this guy, and you're going to have to finger every little bit, and you're going to have to feel it all. And that was how they said?
Yeah, it wasn't for the job interview. They said it for the beginning of a specific event. Like, for example, we do also Coachella and Stagecoach.
Right.
So for those events, like, we're, like, more hands-on.
What all have you found over the years?
With, like, little baggies of coke and meth.
Mm. And what do you do with those, pray tell?
Well, we have, like, a trash can. We actually have to have, like, a cop help us, and then only they can have access to open what's in the closet content.
So important to keep an eye out for a certain trash can. I got to keep that in mind.
What
color is the trash can?
It's a rainbow color.
Rainbow. Good to know. All right. Well, dude, thanks for calling, man. That's awesome. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
You have to, pregame before you go.
Sure.
And we used to strap baggies full of vodka, 100 proof vodka, to our ankles. And it was bell bottom days, you know.
Oh, right. So sure.
So we got bags and bags of booze wrapped around our ankles with duct tape. And you go to the concession stand and buy some 7-Up.
I gotcha.
Did anyone ever break, like, and just spray your ankles with vodka?
Well, yeah. We went over to the double seal baggie.
Sure. Yeah. Live and learn.
Sure.
Right on,
you
man.
You gotta adapt. You have to be adaptable.
Yeah, exactly. Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
So what I did was, when I smoked cigarettes, I would take a couple of cigarettes out. I would empty out, you know, like take out the tobacco part. I would roll the joint. And I would stick the filter on top, then put those back into the pack.
Sure.
Up, just like all the other cigarettes.
There you go.
That makes sense. That's a good way to do it.
Yeah, yeah. And then, of course, when you lit up, like, people are going, wow, I need to switch to Camels, because that's the kind of cigarette I want.
Camel promotion.
Kevin, did you watch Matt Pinfield back when you did 120 minutes on MTV?
Did.
Man, I loved that show. Those videos were amazing. Yeah, it was just so cool to end up working with this dude. This guy. Hey!
What's going on? Kevin Sungo, how are you guys?
We are great. How are you?
I'm doing good. You know, things have been really busy. They've been great. You know, I've been, between the new TV show and Access TV, The Power Hour, been really busy, but that's a good thing, you know?
You are playing some great songs on that show on Access TV. There's some really great stuff.
Yeah, it's been really fun to do that. And, you know, I'm excited about the show this weekend that we have for New and Approved, which is, of course, Sunday night, 8 to 10 p.m. We've been really supporting a lot of great local music around Los Angeles and Orange County.
Excellent.
And one of the bands that played one of our nights over at the Viper Room of a great R from Orange County called Robert John and the Wreck. And, of course, you know, we've been playing him a lot on the station.
Yep.
So I'm going to have Robert John on, and cool. We're going to catch up with him. Because, you know, they tour all over the U.S. and all over Europe. There's a big following.
They have a live album coming out sometime soon, right?
Yeah, they do. They have a live album. They're working on new tracks. So I'll have him on this weekend. And then, of course, we'll play the 10 biggest rock songs in Southern California and on KLOS for the Weekend Rock. And we do album anniversaries, rock birthdays, and the stories behind all the songs. So that's a really fun thing. So you'll get to find out more about the songs that you love, the classics, and it's going to be really cool.
Sunday night at 8 o'clock with the one and only Matt Pinfield here.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, guys. So, you know, thanks so much for letting me come on and say hello to you guys today.
Of course. Always happy to have you.
You guys are the best.
Hey, and speaking of Robert John and the Wreck, here they are. That's a Pain No More. These guys joining Matt Sunday night at 8.
At 5 o'clock this afternoon, we start our All Request Fest. What songs will get your weekend started right?
You can call us 818-955-KLOS or hit us up on Twitter
at Kevin and Sligo. These are two of our favorite hours
yes.
in the week.
Hell yeah.
It's our All Request Fest every Friday from 5 to 7. What do you want to hear to kick off your weekend? 818-955-KLOS.
Or tweet us. We are at Kevin and Sluggo. So usually about this time, we do the Gimme 5.
Right. And this week, we had a day where we focused on monkeys. That was the theme.
And this guy called, and he said this.
Hey, I was calling about monkey songs.
What do you
it's
got?
A weird thing to say.
Monkeys Gone to Heaven by the Pixies.
Which is one of my all-time favorite songs.
But
in
we didn't have it.
It wasn't in here.
So we brought it.
I brought it in.
Hey, Kevin and Sluggo, you're the best.
Hey, thank you.
My choice is Kevin's choice. For something from Led Zeppelin's Into the Outdoor. But Kevin, don't let Sluggo pick because he'll try and slip something in from, you know, Katy Perry, Adele, or Taylor Swift.
Sluggo does love Taylor Swift. That's true.
Wait, I thought that was Bean.
All right, so we played Coda not too long ago, so let's do Fool in the Rain.
Yeah.
Awesome. Perfect. Who are you?
This is Kent. You guys sent me to the hockey game a couple weeks ago. It was great.
Excellent.
Oh, nice. All right, Kent, here is Taylor Swift on KLOS. Could really almost do that one for Marcy. I know she loves that. It is the All Request Fest, and it's all happening thanks to Yamaha. Win a 2023 Porsche Macan S or up to $100,000 at Yamaha Resort and Casino out at San Manuel this month. Visit Yamaha.com for details. You got to be 21 or older, and please gamble responsibly.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Good, thank you. It's our All Request Fest.
Yes, sir. How about a Nirvana's final, the final song they recorded, You Know You're Right?
Wow, I haven't heard that one in a very long time.
You think you might be able to play it, or?
Yeah, it's certainly possible. Who are you?
Cave from Beaumont.
You know, that kind of, it brings up an interesting thing here. I saw this not too long ago, and I've been meaning to mention it for a while now. It's the very last songs that a bunch of bands played live. Jimi Hendrix, the very last thing he ever played was Mother Earth. Beatles, last thing right. they played live was Get Back. AC/DC, when they had Bon Scott with them, still their last thing live was Let There Be Rock. Bowie's Little Fat Man was the last thing he played live. Tom Petty, American Girl. You know, I could have been at the Hollywood Bowl show.
Is that right?
I had tickets. I decided to go see him later. And so, Nirvana, you got it, man. You want to hear their last thing they recorded. You got it.
Yeah, thanks, man. Have a good one, right?
You too. Take care. That's one of the things I love about the All Request Fest. You run into songs you haven't heard in 300 years. And we played that at that other place.
We did, yeah.
Once in a while. I haven't heard in ages.
Not very often.
No. Hey, so $3,000 is where it's at, right?
The name game will continue on Monday morning at 8 a.m.
with Heidi and Frank. But right now, if you want to hear it, we can find it. We will play it for you. Who is this for?
SabCrazy13 on Twitter.
I'm sorry, what?
You heard me.
SabCrazy13
on Twitter.
All right, you can find us at Kevin and Sluggo if you've got something you need to hear.
It's our All Request Fest. KLOS, what do you want?
Hey, how about Shock Me?
All right, you want Kiss. Who are you?
Kiss!
This is Dick.
Dick wants Kiss. Don't play that one enough.
I know, man. That's good stuff.
Dave in Los Angeles wanted to hear the Chili Peppers.
Well done, Dave. Fight like a brave. Win a 2023 Porsche Macan S or up to $100,000 at Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel this month. Visit yamava.com for details. Got to be 21 or older. Please gamble responsibly. And thanks to them for bringing this little show to you today.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys. I have a request.
All right. It's our All Request Fest. What do you want?
Yeah, so today is the one-year anniversary of my dad's passing, and he was a Stones fan, and he liked It's Only Rock and Roll.
It's one of the best songs of theirs. He had damn good taste.
Cool.
We'd be happy to do it for him. Thank you.
What's his name and what's your name? Arf. It's the All Request Fest on 95.5 KLOS. So we just played It's Only Rock and Roll. What did you have?
Christine in El Monte wants to hear Only a Lad.
Since we just played It's Only Rock and Roll?
Uh-huh.
That makes sense. Danny Elfman was at Amoeba not too long ago, and they like to play that game, What's in My Bag, where they go through the stuff that they're buying.
Right.
And he had a bunch of really interesting stuff. XTC was in his bag and stuff. If you want to see what else was in Danny's bag, find Amoeba and the What's in My Bag. So what do you got for this?
Barbara on Twitter. Okay, so it's really hard to get through to you on the phone, even though I can get through. So how about, seriously, jump. Jumping into the weekend with fire, Into the Fire Metallica, or Seek and Destroy Metallica.
We're going to do Seek and Destroy. And hey, by the way, all weekend long, a chance for you to win Power Trip tickets. Keep listening for that solicit telling you what word to text for your chance to go to all 3 days of Power Trip from KLOS.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. It's our old request fest. What can we play for you?
I would like Burn by Deep Purple.
Side note, if you ask for Deep Purple, probably going to happen on the all request fest.
Sure.
Man, what do you got right now, man?
I got Melly Mel on Twitter, at Kevin and Sluggo. Happy Friday, gents. Can I hear some Rod Stewart? Hot Legs.
Hi, this is Macy from Sherman Oaks.
Hey, Macy. What can we do for you on this lovely All Request Fest? Pray tell.
Listen, I am ready to get this party started, so let's go crazy right by Prince, please. Come on.
Oh, Prince!
Let's get some good music on.
Yep. Did you say, come on?
Yeah, dude.
I'd like to play Computer Blue myself.
Nope.
Listen,
come on.
Love.
Right?
Love.
Right?
Can't.
Play the whole album. I say the whole Purple Rain.
Can't. Yeah, there you go.
Super nuts. But let's begin with Let's Go Crazy.
If you want to hear it and we can find it, we will play it on the All Request Fest on Friday.
It is KLOS. It's Kevin and Sluggo. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
Hey, Kirk, we're actually doing it today.
In People Are Dumb, a guy on parole tried to steal a car, found a gun, shot himself in the leg, and because he was on parole, he went to jail for 20 years for shooting himself.
That'll learn you. That'll learn you, darn you.
We gave away tickets for the last Kings regular home game on Monday night. We are going to have tickets for the playoffs
crazy.
As well.
Yeah, you're going tomorrow night, right? You're going to the game? Yeah.
And your next chance to play the KLOS name game and win $3,000 and tickets to all 3 days of Power Trip is at 8 a.m. Monday with Heidi and Frank.
And I am off to pet the kitty, the wonderful Kitty of Oz.
Enjoy.
Have a great weekend.
See you Monday.
Oh, by the way.
Ladies and gentlemen. The weekend.
Let's take a look at the U.S. singles charts on this day in rock in 1970. At number 5, Simon and Garfunkel, Bridge Over Troubled Water. At number 4, Norman Greenbaum, Spirit in the Sky. Man, I've always hated that song. John Lennon's number 3 song was Instant Karma, ABC from the Jackson 5 at number 2. And at number 1, Let It Be from the Beatles. A roadie saved Alice Cooper's life on this day in rock. He accidentally hung himself during rehearsal. A safety rope had snapped and he dangled for several seconds before the European roadie saved his life.